We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, that wherever we go, wherever we find ourselves, that you'll never leave us. We thank you that we can always dwell with you. In your holy presence. Lord, we recognize that you're here at camp and your presence is manifest on these grounds. And we thank you for that. But Lord, we know that you're not limited to Pilgrim Camp. Lord, you want to go with us as we leave today. And you want to teach us better how to walk with you. And to live with you. To have our being in you. And Lord, in these last few minutes that we have together, we thank you again for your presence with us. We pray, Lord, that you will seal what you have done in every one of our lives. We pray that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance the things that we've heard. And Lord, make them to be part of our lives. We thank you for it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We only have a few short minutes this morning to be together, as I think you know. Now, this is the meeting, the farewell meeting, where most of you already have one foot out the door. And I understand that feeling. One of my feet are out there also. And when the meeting ends, I'm gone.
当聚会结束，我就离开了。And
I'm sure soon after, or if not immediately after, so are most of you.
我相信，然后很快的，我们大部分的人也会离开。So
you say, well, why do we have to have another meeting?
那你会想说，那我们今天早上为什么还要有一个聚会呢？
We've had so many meetings already.
我们已经有这么多的聚会了。Can't
we just enjoy breakfast and go?
我们是不是可以就是吃一顿好的早餐，然后就离开呢？
It reminds me of the little boy that was in a conference like this, similar to this, in a large auditorium.
我记得有一个小男孩，他也是参加一个特会，在一个很大的聚会厅。
And it was a little hard for his mother to keep this six-year-old quiet.
这个小孩六岁，他妈妈总是要让他不要讲话，让他安静。
So many meetings.
但是他说，一个接一个，这么多的聚会。
There were only so many things that mom could bring along and occupy her son.
然后呢，这个妈妈每次都想说要带一些什么玩具让他的小孩可以玩，但是也就这么多可以带了。
One of these last meetings, she didn't know what to do with him anymore. He was just so much trouble.
那这个小男孩总是很调皮，很捣蛋。那最后一堂聚会了，他妈妈真的不知道还要带什么来让他玩。They
had a lot of flags in that church, in front of the church.
那在这个教会的前面呢，有许多的国旗。And
so that boy got occupied in looking at the flags. Mom!
那个小孩子就看着这些国旗呢，他就看得很出神，他说妈妈，
What's that flag for?
那个国旗是什么？
That's the American flag.
他说，嘘，那个是美国国旗。
Mom, What is that flag for?
那个国旗又是什么呢？
That's the Christian flag.
他说那个是基督徒的旗帜。
Mom,
Mom.
What is that flag for?
那个旗子呢?
That's to remember those who died in service.
然后他说这些就是要纪念那些伤亡将士的。He
said, Mom, the morning service or the evening service?
他说要纪念那些，就是在英文里面就说那些在聚会中死，在伤亡在那个服役中伤亡的，但是那个英文字呢跟聚会一样，他就说那他们是在早晨的聚会还是晚上的聚会死的。
So maybe you feel like you're going to die in the morning service.
你们可能会觉得你们会在早晨的聚会阵亡。
But the Lord wants to do something for us today.
但是主仍然今天要在我们生命里面做工。
His mercies are new every morning.
因为他的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
And this is another one of those mornings.
这就是其中的一个早晨。
So we can expect this morning to, out of His mercies, receive grace and help.
所以我们相信今天早晨照样因着他的怜悯我们可以得连续的恩惠等帮助。
He has been so faithful to us.
因为他对我们何等的信实。
Somebody, my cousin Philip called me last night and said, Ernie, how's it going?
昨天晚上我的那个堂哥 Philip 就打电话来说这个聚会怎么样啊
?And the only thing I said to him is, Philip, God's faithful.
我只是跟他说 ,Philip, 神是信实的。
And he is.
他真的是。
And he's faithful this morning to meet you afresh and anew.
而他的信实今天对你我都是又是新的。
So expect something from him.
所以今天就从主那边预备好领受。
Get your other foot back in here.
所以把你另外一只脚从外面拿回来。
We've come into his house and we've gathered in his name to worship.
我们在这里聚集在他的家中要来敬拜他。
So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him.
所以把我们自己先放下忘记我们来注视在他的身上来敬拜他。
It might be in your Chinese book, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I don't know if it's found there or not.
可能在我们中文的诗歌本你的信实何其广大。
In the hymn book, it's number 12 in the hymn book in English. But in the Chinese book, it's number...
在中文诗歌本有吗？没有，没有，
没有。So number 12 in the English book, 没有 in the Chinese book. But let's sing together and let's expect the mercy of God and the grace of God to minister to us this morning.
在这本英文诗歌本大本的十二首。
Thank you. Change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if you could all help me this morning. I want you to pick the text that I want to just leave you. Then you say, how do I know? How do I know what text you want to leave with?
我想, 请大家一起帮助我, 好不好? 你们就选一段经文, 然后我把它送给你。
Three of you, just three of you. There are more than three that we could ask, but could three of you tell me, what is your favorite letter that the Apostle Paul wrote?
可不可以有三位弟兄姐妹告诉我, 在保罗写的书信里面, 你最喜欢的是哪一卷书?
What do you like the best of all his writings? You know what he wrote. He didn't write Ecclesiastes, so...
你知道吗? 他没有写传道书, 所以不要讲传道书。
What's your favorite letter?
保罗写的书信里面, 你最喜欢的是哪一卷书?
Ephesians, okay, good.
以弗所书,
Let's turn to the last chapter of Ephesians.
那我们就来到以弗所书最后一章。
I'm just going to read the last verse.
我们来读最后一节。
Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
愿,但并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
Now, not Ephesians, but who else has a favorite letter that the Apostle Paul wrote?
除了以弗所书以外, 还有没有其他的书卷? Romans.
Romans. I heard Philippians. Let me go to Philippians first, because it's close.
我也听到了菲利比书, 因为菲利比书就在旁边, 所以我们先去翻菲利比书。
Just going to read the last verse. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
然后我们也是读 菲利比书最后一节, 就是愿主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。
Now, somebody said Romans.
有人说罗马书, 我们就翻到罗马书。
And I don't know that it is, so it's in here earlier. How about Corinthians?
Which one?
Look at which one? Let's say the first book of Corinthians.
那我们翻到哥林多前书第一章。 最后一节,
Just read the last verse.
最后一章最后一节,
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
我在基督耶稣里的爱与你们众人同在。
Amen. We can keep going and we can read all the letters that Paul wrote. And if you said Timothy or Titus or you could almost in all his epistles. He closes the letter by saying, The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
我们可以继续看, 提多书, 提摩太书, 说, 几乎所有他写的书信里面, 最后一句都是说, 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠与你们同在。
Now, you might say, well, that's just his way of signing off, saying, Goodbye, sincerely yours.
你会说, 或许这就是他写信的那个习惯, 好像我们在签名之前就会说, 哦, 再见啊, 那个。
And maybe it was, but I think it had more meaning than that.
或许这也是，但是我相信他真的有更多的意义在。
I think what he was saying to those who he was writing to, whether it be a church or an individual,
我相信在他写的书信，不管是对着个人写的，还是对某个教会写的
，is that I've written to you some things that you're going to have to do some homework.
就是说我写给你，那这些呢，你必须要有一些你自己要去做的。要去行的事。
To the Ephesians he had written, he said, I want you to be imitators of Christ as dearly beloved children, and I want you to walk in love.
在对以弗所书的教会呢，他就说，亲爱的儿女们，我希望你们能够照着基督所行的去行，而且行在爱中。
To the Philippians he wrote things like, Rejoice in the Lord always.And again I say, rejoice.
对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，他就说，你们要常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
And to the Corinthians, he wrote a whole lot of different things in that book, but he talked to them there about love.
在哥林多书信里面，他写了很多的事情，他教导他们如何相爱。
If you don't have love, you're like sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
如果你们没有爱的话，就像鸣的锣响的钹一样。
And you take any of the epistles that he wrote, and He gives to them not just doctrinal teaching, but he gives them homework assignments.
所以在所有的书信里面，不单他在真理知识上教导他们，而且要告诉他们如何去行。
To be like Jesus.
能够像耶稣。
To live like he'd want you to live.
能够活得像他要你活的样式。
Please him in everything that you do.
在每一件事情上寻求他的喜悦。
So when he gets to the end of the letters that he writes, he doesn't say good luck.
所以在他写完书信到最后的时候，他不是只是说我祝你们好运。
He doesn't even say try hard to do this.
而且他也不是说你们要努力努力的去试。
He leaves them with that thought that the grace of God be with you.
而是他告诉他们，基督耶稣神的恩典与你们同在。
What is the grace of God?
那到底什么是神的恩典呢？
It's the help that God has for us.
而是神所要给我们的帮助。
The strength that he wants to impart to us.
而且他要赐给我们的能力。
It's from him.
是从他而来。
You don't have that unless you receive it from him.
你自己没有，除非你从他领受。
Paul says he wants to make all grace to abound towards you.
保罗说他要让你的恩典多而又多的给你。
That you might have sufficiency in every good work.
所以你可以能够行各样的善事。
That takes the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这必须要有耶稣基督的恩惠。
Paul writes and he says to the church there in Corinth, he says his grace is sufficient for you.
在写给哥林多教会，他说他的恩典是够你用的。
The help that God wants to give to us is enough for whatever needs we might have.
神所要赐给你的帮助是够你在任何环境上需要用的。
Paul there, as you know, was suffering.
因为保罗说他会受苦。
He besought the Lord to remove that affliction that he was suffering with.Three times he said, I prayed, and the Lord did take it away.
保罗自己也受苦，他曾经为他身上的苦难，他求主三次能够挪去他的苦难。
Maybe you've prayed three times, and the Lord hasn't taken it away from you either.
或许你对你自己的苦难也祷告了三次，但是神还是没有挪去。
But what the Lord did say to Paul was, but my grace is sufficient for you.
但是主却对保罗说我的恩典是够你用的。
And my strength will be made perfect in your weakness.
而且我的能力在你的软弱上要显得完全。
So Paul said, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to glory in my infirmity that his power might rest upon me.
所以保罗就决定了他要在他的软弱上他要让神得荣耀。
I'm going to take that grace of God as my sufficiency.
而且他要把神的恩典成为他的他自己的。
Because his grace is sufficient for you.
因为神的恩典是够你用的。
And I like what he says when he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all.
而且他说，耶稣基督的恩惠要与你们众人同在。
Not just you from Texas.
不单只是从加州来的弟兄姐妹。
Especially you from Texas. You need the grace of God down there.
尤其是从德州来的弟兄姐妹，你们特别需要神的恩典。
All of us.
但是我们每一位。
Oh, His grace wants to continue, and He wants to cause His grace to abound towards you.
神的恩典要继续持续的，而且多而又多，丰富的显明在你的生命里。
That could be my expectation.
那这也是我的期盼。
You know, that counts. It's important that we expect from him.
而且很重要的就是我们对他要有盼望，要有期盼。
David in Psalm 62 said, "My expectation is from him."
那大卫在诗篇62篇说，我的期盼，我的盼望从你而来。
And that's why I wait on him so much.
这就是为什么我常常要等候他。那这样子我就可以从他领受恩典，因为我需要他的能力，而且他要把能力分赐给我，但是我必须给他时间，我必须坐在那里安静，我必须把我的心向他敞开，当我这样子做的时候他就来了。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with me.
然后耶稣基督的恩典就与我同在。与你同在。
Another thing he says, some of his sign-offs, he said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
有些地方他说神耶稣基督的恩惠与你的心同在。在你们的心里。
Our spirits, we kind of said,
有的时候我们的灵是下沉的。
We have to resist those things in the name of the Lord.
对这些事情我们必须要借着主耶稣的名抵挡它。
I don't know what Brother Chow would call that, but Brother Hans Walfogel would call that the dumps.
我不知道周牧师称他什么，但是吴老牧师说这个就是一个下沉。
Just that spirit of defeat.
这是一个失败的灵，挫败的灵。
Oh, I'll never make.
他说：“哦，我一定不会成功的。
It's so hard, isn't it?
太难了，不是吗
？Yeah, it is really hard.
真的太难了。
I don't think we can do it.
我不觉得我们可以做成。
Oh, we can ask the Lord, but I don't know.
我们可以向神祷告，但是我真的不确定。
Sometimes our spirits go way down.
有的时候我们的灵是如此的下沉。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
但是耶和华而来的喜乐是我们的力量。
He wants to impart to you into your spirit His grace.
但是他要分赐给我们和我们的灵里面他的恩典。
You got to look away from those things that are negative.
你必须从这些负面的事情转眼，因为那些事情会把你往下拖。
If you need to look up,
你必须要往上看。
And open your heart to him.
然后把你的心向他敞开。
And the King of Glory shall come in.
荣耀的王就要进来。
Who is the King of Glory?
谁是荣耀的王呢？
Is the Lord strong and he's mighty in battle.
是有能有力，在战场上有能有力的耶和华。
Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of Glory shall.
所以永久的城门啊，你们要抬起头来。那荣耀的王就要进来。
In the faith homes in Zion, Illinois now, maybe Sister Martha knows more about this. Maybe she was in one of those meetings. But the Holy Spirit spoke to the saints that were gathered there, and they were saints.
在西安的信心之家，可能玛莎牧师他知道，有一次在一个聚会里面，那聚会里面有许多的圣徒。
And the Lord got after them one day, and he said, "Some of you in this meeting are defeated because of your sigh."
这些都是圣徒，但是有一天圣灵就对他们说话，你们有其中有一个人，你们是被击败的，因为你们的叹气，你们常常叹气。
The Lord said, "You're defeated because of that."
他说因着你的叹气，你已经被击败了。
Now, if you've just run around the block three times and you go, "That's okay."
如果你刚刚从外面跑了三圈回来，你这样喘气的话，这个没有关系。
Some of us are getting to the place we walk up a flight of steps and we.
有的人呢，我们的身体已经到了一个状况，我们上了楼梯就开始喘气，这个没关系，这个不一样。
But I'm talking about in your spirit.
但是我是说你的灵。
The life that is so hard.
因为你的生活很困难。
Why everything works together for good.
但是我们要相信万事都互相效力。
You know how that verse begins? Paul says, "But we know."
但是这节说，但是我们知道，岂不知我们知道。
I don't think too many people really know.
但是我不觉得很多人真的知道。
Oh, look what the devil's doing to me now.
他就说，你看仇敌怎么样对我。
I don't let the devil doesn't do anything to me. The devil doesn't do anything to me.
但是你要知道，仇敌不能对我们怎么样。
He tries to.
他可能想要试图。
He tempts me.
他可能要试探我。
He tries me.
他试炼我。
But the Lord knows the way that I take.
但是主知道我的道路。
He's going to turn around every trial, every temptation, every test, and he's going to strengthen me by it.
但是他要借着各样的试探、试炼、各样的环境，他要加我能力。
It's what Joseph said at the end of the day.You meant it for evil, but he meant it for good.
这就是约瑟他后来说的，你们的意思是坏的，但是神的意思是好的。
Oh, what good could come out of my being thrown in jail? What good could come out of my being accused falsely? What good can come out of my brother selling me into slavery?
但是约瑟很可能就说，我下到监里，我被冤枉，我的弟兄出卖我，这些能够有什么好处呢？
Oh, life is no good. I
他可能会说我的人生太苦了就叹气。
But you never find that about Joseph.
但是你在圣经里没有看到约瑟这么做。
He found the grace of God way back there in the Old Testament.
但是在甚至于在旧约里面他已经知道找到看到神的恩典。
He found the grace of God was sufficient.
而且他已经知道神的恩典是够他用的。
Lord, here I am in slavery, and I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm going to be the best slave this place has ever seen.
我说主啊，我不知道为什么我今天沦为奴隶，但是我要成为因着你的恩典，我要成为一个最好的奴隶。
By your grace,
靠着你的恩典。
Lord, I don't know why I have to be in jail, but I'm going to be the best prisoner this prison has ever seen. By your grace,
我不知道我为什么下到监里，但是主啊，靠着你的恩典，我要成为这个监狱里面最好的犯人。
And you know, at the end of the story, what God has had in mind the whole time.
但是到故事的结局，我们终于看见神的计划。
And next week he was sitting second to the king of the whole community in Egypt.
有一天他被他从监狱里被提出来，就成为宰相，在埃及地。
That was because of his spirit that he had.
这是因为他有一个不一样的灵。
He could have been buried under the trials and buried under the circumstances, and we'd never read about Joseph.Sitting there and helping God's people and bringing them all over into Egypt and on and on and on. We never would have read that.
如果他也很可能被他所有种种的苦难就被压倒了，被埋在那里了。我们就看不见他后来神可以借着他拯救以色列的百姓。
When he took the grace of God, and we read in that story over and over again.And the Lord was with him.
我们在这故事里却一再的看见他领受了神的恩典，耶和华与他同在。
And the Lord was with him.
耶和华与他同在。
Well, I know the Lord is with me at Pilgrim Camp, but
你可能会说，我知道神在 Pilgrim Camp 在营地里跟我同在，但是呢，
New York, back to the city.
我要再回去纽约城。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
但是神的恩典与你的心同在。
One more verse that we find in the Gospel of John. John says, And out of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace.
那另外一节圣经就在约翰福音里面说，因着他丰富的恩典，我们恩上加恩。
There's a fullness in Jesus.
因为在耶稣基督里有那个丰盛。
It's not a thimbleful.
这不是只是一个描述而已。
It's not a gallon.
这不是只是一加仑的丰富。
Not even as big as your gas tank that costs $1 million to fill up now.
也不是你的车子里的油箱，现在呢大概你要花100万才能够把它装满。
Brant Lake. It's larger than Brant Lake.
也比这个湖还要大。
And the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific.
甚至于大西洋、太平洋。
There's a vastness in the supply that Christ has.
而是一个广大无边的神的供应。
Out of that vast fullness that there is in Jesus.
在这个广大无边的这个丰满里面，就是耶稣基督的丰满。
I can receive grace.
我可以领受恩典。
Upon grace.
恩上加恩。
Lord, please forgive me, but here I am again for more grace.
主啊，对不起，但是我现在在这里，我需要
please, more,
我需要更多的恩典。现在我还要更多，我要更多的恩典。
I've got so many needs, Lord. I need so much grace.
因为我的需要太大，我需要更多的恩典。
Learn to live that way.
让我们学习就这么的活着。
Because you're worse than I am.
因为你比我更需要。
You're needy also.
因为你也很需要。
And we need to take.
我们必须要领受。
And he wants to give.
而且他要他希望赐给我们。
So I'm thankful for the way the apostle ends these letters that he writes when he writes some hard things.
所以我感谢主在使徒他写书信的最后的终了他是这么的结束，因为他在书信里写了一些非常不容易的事。
Some things that I can't do.
有些事情我们都没有办法做的。
Except for the grace of God.
除非我们有神的恩典。
But by the grace of God, Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
但是保罗却说靠着神的恩典我如今成了何等样的人。
Only by the grace of God.
因为是靠着神的恩典。
And the grace that he bestowed upon me was not given in vain. Oh no.
神所赐给我的恩典不是白费的。
But I took that grace of God and I labored more abundantly than anybody by the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典我比众人更加的劳苦。
And I lived the way he wanted me to live every place that he sent me by the grace of God.
而且不管主把我差到哪里去我都照着他的旨意而活。
And so Lord, help me to take the grace of God.
主啊帮助我能够领受神的恩典。
We want to pray this morning before we go for JMI.
我们希望在我们离开以前我们来为 JMI 祷告。
Even though this is my home,
虽然这是我的家。
And you all should be praying for me, because here I am at home.
因为你们应该为我祷告，因为我现在在我的家里。
We're thankful that JMI invited us to come this weekend or week and have these meetings together.
但是我们感谢 JMI 邀请我们大家来这里。
See, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
如果不是因着他们，我们不会坐在这里。
But we're all aware of the fact that Brother Jack and Sister Nancy were called home.A year plus ago.
我们都知道在一年多以前周牧师和师母被主接回天家。
It takes a little time to continue on.
需要一点时间我们可以再继续重新出发。
By the grace of God, JMI is going to take a bunch of arrows and not give up.
靠着主的恩典 ,JMI 要拿了神所赐的剑继续的打地。
And when you get tired of hitting the ground, take the grace of God to keep on.
如果你打地打得累了你就要学习领受神的恩典而能够继续持续的打。
And his grace is sufficient.
而神的恩典是够我们用的。
His grace is sufficient for JMI.
神的恩典是够 JMI 用的。
In the details of the work.
甚至于在许多小事细节里面。
The logistics, the planning.
不管是在你们计划安排的这些琐事里面。
Not just when we get here and we enjoy the meetings, God's grace is sufficient there too, but in every detail of the work.
不单单是在聚会中神的恩典够用，在所有小小的服事的事工上，神的恩典都。
Now, Sister Martha and Sister Ruth both at different times said, "Could you pray for us this morning?"
玛莎姐妹还有郭牧师，她在不同的时间都请Brother Ernie 为大家祷告。
Could you pray for all that are representative of JMI? There are six that are here, I believe.
大概有六位同工代表 JMI 团队的。
Six that are here. Now,
今天在这里。
I mean, I know who you are, I think. I can pick you all out. I remember from the other night when you were introduced. But maybe I could just ask those of you that are JMI ministry, if you could just maybe sit around here.
我们可不可以邀请
We all want to pray, not just me. We all want to pray for you.
我们可不可以邀请 JMI 团队的弟兄姐妹都来到这边，我们大家一起，不单单是 Brother Ernie, 我们大家一起为他们祷告。
Come right now. And,We want to join together and ask the Lord to bless and to continue His hand upon you.
我们一起祷告，求主的恩典持续的与你们同在。
It's by the grace of God that there is a JMI.
所以就是因着神的恩典，有这么一个事工 JMI 的事工。
I think Brother Jack would be the first one to say that.
我相信周牧师是第一个这么说的，是靠着神的恩典才有 JMI.
Not me, it's God. It's what He's done.
不是我，而是神所做成的。
And so we just want to ask Jesus to bless and continue His hand upon each one of these lives individually and the work of God at JMI collectively. Let's all stand together.
让我们大家都站起来。
Brother John, come, you belong here too. Let's pray that God will just bless each of these that are, if you want to gather around them, if you want to just believe the Lord to work in them. God is here. He wants to give them grace.
让我们一起来相信神与他们同在，神要祝福他们持续往前。
Hallelujah. Lord, we look right to you this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们就来仰望你。
You have begun a good work in each one of these individually.
哦，主啊，你在他们每一个人身上都开始了善工。
You saved them and filled them with your spirit.
你拯救了他们，用圣灵充满他们。
Your work to serve you, give them a place of ministry.
哦，让他们能做你的善工，在这个事工里面。
Lord, we pray that you will stretch out your hand upon them.
主啊，我们求你今天你伸出你的手来，
Lord,
按手在他们身上，你来按手在他们每一位的身上。
Your servant.
哦，你的仆人使女。
And that you will bless them.
你要祝福他们。
And that you will impart grace each one.
哦，你要分赐给他们恩赐恩典。
Fullness of grace.
丰盛的恩典，足够的恩典。
Their needs all may be different.
他们每一个人的需要可能不同。
Their ministries are different.
哦，他们的事工也不一样。
But Lord, we thank you that you're enough for whatever it is that they do and the role that they fill.
但是主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典够用，不管他们在 JMI 的服事是的角色是什么样。主啊，主啊，我们的心向你敞开，主啊，求你来，你来充满他们每一位，你要充满他们每一位。恩典，恩典。恩典在他们身上，恩典在他们身上。主啊，你的恩典，你的恩典，让他们成就你呼召他们成就的事工。谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣。谢谢耶稣。哦，带领他们往前。超过他们所求所想的，超过他们所求所想的。
Sing together. Number 68 from the white book. It's only in English. So let's sing together, He Giveth More Grace.
让我们唱这个营地的诗歌本68首。
Hallelujah. The lady that wrote this song,
这首诗的作者这个姐妹
she wrote this song in a condition of real physical sickness.
当时她的身体是极重的病。
She had arthritis terribly.
她的风湿痛极其的严重。
Her hands were gnarled and she couldn't straighten her fingers.
她的手整个都弯曲了，她没有办法伸直她的手指。
And she was virtually bedridden.
她也整个都卧床。
In much pain.
非常的疼痛。
But in that situation and condition, she took the grace of God.
但是在那样的情况下，她领受神的恩典。
She never was healed.
她一直都没有得到医治。
But the love of Christ and the light of God and the presence of God shone through her.
但是神的爱、神的光、神的恩典却从她显出来。
Pencil in her hand.
有一天，人就把一支铅笔插在她的手掌里。
And she wrote this song.
她就写下这首诗歌。
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
当我们的重担更加重的时候，神给更多的恩典。当我们的需要更大的时候，他就给我们更多的能力。从他丰盛的恩典里面，他不断的赐予。让我们唱这首诗歌。
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction He addeth His mercy. To multiply trials His Buses leave in 35 minutes.
有些人的 bus 半个小时以后就要离开。
I don't want to end the meeting, but I have to.
所以我们不得不结束聚会。
My bus left 15 minutes ago.
我的 bus 15分钟以前已经离开了。
I'm the driver, so.
没关系，我是那个司机。
So I better catch up to it.
我也要赶着。
Again, I want to thank Sister Christine for interrupting me so often.
Thank you.
Oh, interpreting for me. So
Thank
and
you.
Brother Daniel also, and for those of you from JMI that allowed me to be here, it's been a real privilege, really a joy to be with you.
感谢 JMI 的团队邀请我，这实在是我的特权和荣幸。
I would like to take the next hour to say goodbye to each of you and personally thank you, but I really can't. I have to get home tomorrow morning. I leave to go visit Brother Stephen and Sister Ingrid and Maryland, so I have a train to catch, and I have a lot to do yet this afternoon and before getting ready to go. And so you'll allow me just to slip out from you after we close in prayer, and I'm thankful for that opportunity again to have been here with you.
我没有办法一一的跟你们道别，所以因为我下午还有很多事，明天还要出城。
John, can we pray for you?
Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们来为Brother Ernie 祷告。
God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your grace, oh God. Your grace, oh God. Your grace, oh God. Jesus, we pour, Lord. Jesus, we take help from you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the love that's been displayed.
主啊，我们感谢你的爱。
Your words.
借着你的话语，你借着 Brother Ernie。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Pray that you continue working.
主啊，我们祷告你。继续的来工作，而且增加他的体力，祝福他的妻子，他的家庭，继续的来用他，照着你的旨意，一个大能的来用他，大大的来用他。天父，继续的把你的话放在他的心里，继续的把你的话放在他，让他更加的来吸引你，被你吸引。奉你的名祷告，阿门。
So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠与你们同在，阿门。